Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
What if I paid attention at school? What if I listened to the teachers? My mum and dad told me this is how my life would turn out. Why do I have to get up at 3 o'clock to do the radio? You see, is it all coming back to you now, isn't it?
It was nothing to do with that.
Opportunities.
There's something funny with your line.
Really?
Yeah. Are you off mic a bit?
Okay, is that better for you?
That's a bit better, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, your imagination's been running riot, I see.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, all that stuff you just said. And I was thinking about, you know, what if I can't get any toilet roll? And what if I'm not allowed to go to work? And what if we all get it? And what if the world ends?
I tell you, Cobb and Waitrose, I mean, there's a few footballers' wives with some sharp elbows there for the toilet paper, and I can assure you.
How many rolls were they buying?
As many as they're allowed, as far as it... Well, I wasn't there, to be honest with you. And then there was a quick dash to the champagne section, apparently.
Okay. Do you think they bought those toilet rolls so they can throw them onto the pitch from the terraces?
I don't think there'll be much opportunity to do that, do you, in the next few weeks?
No, it's desperate, isn't it?
It is pretty desperate. Markets, of course, reflecting that. Another dramatic day of selling in global equity markets. Yesterday, Stock 600 in Europe down 4.9%. Similar picture, in fact, worst picture on Wall Street. US stocks plunging the most since 1987. This after President Trump warned the economic disruption from the virus could last into the summer. US economy, he said, could fall into recession. S&P 500 sank 12%. That's despite central banks stimulating growth, or looking to stimulate growth around the world with slashing interest rate cuts and huge liquidity injections. The Fed, of course, cut rates by a full 1 percentage point, taking rates down to the close to zero. $700 billion worth of asset purchases did nothing to help market sentiment. S&P 500 has lost its impressive gains of 2019, 30% off its all-time high. Dow Jones fell 3,000 points, trading at a two-year low. So all pretty miserable yesterday.
Did I tell you my bank gave me a very nice phone call the other day asking me if I'd like to buy some insurance?
Really?
Yeah.
Insurance for what?
Just some extra insurance to top up something else I've got. And then I said, well, what about my portfolio? I seem to be losing a lot of money recently.
Yes.
And she said, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
And then
problems.
She said...
You're not a forced seller. Time for maintaining your composure.
It's quite alarming the amount of money I've lost though, over the last couple of weeks. But then she said, I would just give you a piece of advice. If you want your money, take it now. Don't wait for 3 months' time. Now, what's that supposed to mean?
What does that mean? Well, I don't know who's offering you that advice. You certainly wouldn't get that from your friends in Barclays Monaco. So perhaps you should be thinking about a different approach to your banking and your investment advice. I think investors continue to look for signs, basically, that the pandemic is going to peak at some point. And we know that it's likely to be temporary, the impact, and will pass. And as soon as we get to that point, I think markets will start to gain a little bit more in terms of sentiment, and hopes of a recovery will start to filter through. So that's really the cue that everyone's looking for in terms of getting through this disaster, but it's some way off, one would feel.
See, the Nikkei closed up 0.1% today. Boom!
I thought it was even stronger than that, to be honest with you. The last number I saw was closer to 2%, but maybe that was just before the close. But it's been certainly a volatile session in Asian trading overnight. Equity indices swinging between losses and gains. Australia had its biggest one-day surge since 1997. Hong Kong, Chinese markets been fluctuating. European and US futures are positive this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 75 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 91 points. CAC on Paris up 46 points. S&P future currently trading up 3.8%. But it's kind of a similar pattern that we've been seeing over the course of the past few weeks. Huge sell-off followed by mild recovery. Then we've seen another huge sell-off. So wait to see if that pattern breaks. I think I saw a headline on CNBC yesterday that suggested we haven't seen back-to-back gains in US equity markets since February the 5th and 6th. So it's been some time since we put some proper gains together.
I'm just trying to check that Nikkei figure. No, up 0.1%, not even 0.1%, 17,011.
Must have sold off towards the end
of
the trading
session. Do I have to do everything for
you? Well, it's nice to see you on the mark.
Yeah, and have you spoken to Craig Lewis recently?
Why, what's he? Is he struggling with his Bitcoin?
$4,330 at 29p.
Wow. We did warn him. We did warn him.
That's against the pound, so that's completely wrong. So it's not easy to find all the right sites. $5,279.97.
Okay, well, down around 4,000, I think. You're exactly right. It's been a poor performer, there's no doubt about that.
But it crashed by about $4,000 in a single day, didn't it? So
yeah, it did have a massive, I think, was that its biggest one day fall? Maybe there's been other ones that have been stronger, but it's certainly not been pretty, and no place to be having your money during the course of this volatile times. In fact, no place to have your money full stop, probably.
Have you been following the Gibraltar Open in the snooker at all?
Did Drug Trump win that?
I don't know.
Didn't he? I think it was held behind closed doors. It was part of the European series. I think Judge Trump won it, yeah.
I can't watch snooker on TV.
Why?
I just don't like it.
Why?
It's too slow. I like playing.
Did you see
it.
The snooker shootout? That is good to watch.
You're snooker
one
looper,
frame,
you are, aren't you?
That is terrific. You'll be watching a lot of TV in the next few weeks.
No, I'm going to plow through a load of books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will obviously have to come
I'll
to work
some
if I can.
I'll send some of Henry's over for you.
Thank you very much. Yes, what's he suggesting?
Well,
right, the IMF has got its war chest out by the looks of it.
Yeah, so this ready to mobilise its $1 trillion lending capacity to help nations counter the coronavirus outbreak. The IMF already has significant ongoing loan arrangements with a range of countries with a combined commitment of $200 billion. The fund said 20 more countries are interested in support. Its Catastrophe Containment and Relief Trust is there to help poor countries with debt relief. Could they say rise to around about $1 billion? IMF also called for higher levels of coordination and a ramping up of the fiscal response. Some signs we are getting that. US has been very, very slow, it has to be said, and very poorly defined in terms of its fiscal response. Other countries getting stronger. New Zealand, I saw overnight, getting in on that act.
Anybody going to be looking for a handout in the near future, like Harold Wilson, you know?
I think there'll be quite a few companies looking to get through this difficult time as cash levels continue to be squeezed. If you're a bar, if you're a restaurant, if you're a hotel, if you're in the events business, these are areas that will quickly struggle and inevitably lead to higher levels of unemployment, putting lots more pain through the economy and, of course, lots of issues for individuals.
Just remember, the pound in your pocket is still worth a pound.
Well, at the moment, it's falling rapidly, it has to be said, if you want to spend it anywhere else.
Are we going to get to parity? It's gone down to 109 this morning against the euro.
Yeah, it has been falling. I mean, I suppose the argument there is that Europe's not going to go any lower, probably, in interest rates. If they were going to do that, they probably would have done it at the last meeting. So the UK, the expectation is, of course, they cut rates by 50 basis points, taking it down to a historic low of 0.25%. Expectation is that we'll see another cut from them, taking rates just 0.1%, the lowest that we've seen in the Bank of England's history.
Now, I know you weren't a fan of Jerome Powell's decision to slash rates, first by 0.5% and then by 1% on Sunday. Yeah. And it hasn't gone down well, has it? Let's face it.
Hasn't gone down well at all and doesn't really solve the immediate issues. I mean, longer term, cutting rates, as we've been talking about, is obviously beneficial. You'd expect it to reduce mortgage costs, borrowing costs. Is that enough to encourage businesses, consumers to borrow, to invest, to buy a new car, to buy these things? Not really, particularly if they're not going out. So solving that from a demand perspective looks limited, it has to be said. Lots more focus on the liquidity side to try and make sure that markets are operating in a normal fashion as possible, I think, is probably far more important, at least in the short term, than cutting rates that are already down at depressed levels. And also, we should remember, had a significant impact on the banking industry, net margins coming under a huge amount of pressure. So the banking sector was the big casualty, as we saw during the course of the trading session yesterday, on the back of those cutting interest rates.
And some companies are coming out of it better than others. I mean, Virgin Atlantic's asked its staff to take 2 months unpaid leave, while Peugeot Citroën has said that workers will be fully paid while they shut their factories down. Someone's had a good year.
Well, I think the French government still own a significant stake in that, don't they? So there's presumably some pressure coming through from that. The airlines are really, really having a difficult time. We've heard from Ryanair, we've heard from British Airways owner AIG, just talking about the taking out of capacity they've been putting in place. So the reality is people aren't flying. These are industries that rely on the cash flow, and it's simply not there. And maybe we will say, well, you'd expect governments to come up with some sort of rescue bailing plan to try and help those distressed airlines.
And BP is massively scaling back investments.
Yeah, said it can slash its spending by as much as 20% during the course of this year as it reacts to the slump in oil price. BP's share price, should remember, has fallen 40% since OPEC Plus alliance broke down just a couple of weeks ago. It's after Russia refused to participate in further production cuts, triggering a price war. Saudi Arabia vowing to send a flood of cheap crude to Europe. Brent started the year, to remind you, at $66 a barrel today. It was just above $30 a barrel. It was down another 9% yesterday, trading at its lowest level since 2016. Spending cuts are likely to be really on hitting its onshore operations, but also particularly in the United States. BP also, along with other oil companies, pushing ahead with asset sales. US crude producers cutting back on capital spending, curbing drilling, cutting dividends. The collapse in the oil price makes them unprofitable, and some significant pressure coming through, particularly for those shale operators in the United States.
Euro stocks futures up 5.2%, FTSE futures 4.4%, DAX futures 4.6%. Happy days.
Nice to see. Let's see how long they hold on to those gains.
Yeah, probably until about lunchtime.
Okay. So are you watching markets day to day, watching your portfolio fluctuate?
Well, I am, yeah. I'm very interested in the financial world, as you know. But so, yeah, I'm keeping a fairly close eye on it. But as you say, there's no point in doing anything. There's no point in selling now, is there, really?
No, there's certainly no point in selling now. There's only four sellers who are coming in. Those are looking for liquidity. If you don't need that, hanging on is certainly, maintaining your composure is certainly the order of the day, as they would say.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.22. Euro dollar coming in at 1.115, as you've already said. You're going to get 1 euro, 9.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Now run along and go and wash your hands.
Will do. Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. Heng Potts and Barclays.